兄姐妹平安。
May peace be with the brothers and sisters and friends.
今天我带给大家的信息的主题呢，是非比寻常的平安。
And the theme of the sermon that I bring to you tonight is an extraordinary love.
我不晓得当你想到平安的时候，在你的观念是个怎么样的观念呢？
So when we come to the term peace, what kind of perception do you have in your mind?
很多人就大概很简单的就想，没有病，没有痛，没有意外，那就是平安了。
Well, many of us thought that without any suffering, without any disease, and without any trouble, that is called peace.
这当然是平安呢。
And of course, this is peace.
这是非常重要的平安。
And in fact, this is very important.
因为这是关乎我们每天的生活，关乎我们的亲人的情况。
Our daily life and also affect our loved ones.
那就什么叫非比寻常的平安呢？
Now, what does it mean by extraordinary peace?
就是可能大家从来没有想过的。
Or maybe you have never thought of before.
那我今天晚上，今天下午要给大家思想的就是这种的平安。
So this evening, I would like all of us to ponder upon this kind of out of the ordinary love.
有些平安是外面的。
So some of the peace are external.
没有事情发生。
And nothing bad happened.
那是平安。
This is called peace.
但非比寻常的平安是在内心的。
But this kind of extraordinary peace is really an internal peace.
其实平安最重要的其实是一种心灵的状态。
So actually, the most important thing concerning about peace is really the condition of our heart and our soul.
平安是一种心灵的状态。
So peace is a state of your mind, a state of your soul.
有时候你会发觉没有事情发生。
And sometimes even nothing happened to you.
但是你的心就是不安乐。
But in your heart, you feel restless.
就是觉得好像将会有很多事情发生。
And as if something bad is about to
happen
to you. So have you had
我们有时候会这样的。
And we all have experienced
你心里面没有平安。
In your heart, if you do not have peace,
那外面的风吹草动都会让你不安的。
So anything, little things happen to you externally will cause you to be uneasy.
相反呢
？On the contrary,
假如你里面有平安
，if you have an inner peace in your heart,
有一种力量
，then you will experience the
power. 你能够处变不惊
，then you can be very feel very stable.Without consternation.
你在任何的环境中
and under all kinds of
你都能够保持一种宁静一种力量
and you can maintain the serenity and the internal power that overcomes
这是跟你的心灵的状态
so peace is having to do with the state of your mind
或者说你生命的状态有非常密切的关系
so it's tightly connected to the state of your life
今天我想跟大家思想的就是这种的平安。
So this afternoon, and I'm going to share with you the peace of this kind.
在圣经那个路加福音那里。
So in the New Testament, the Gospel Luke.
我们先来看第二章一个地方。
So please turn with me to chapter 2.
第二章第十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
这个是圣诞节通常我们都会读到的一段圣经。
So this is the very familiar verses that we read during the Christmas period.
这里说，忽然在有一大队天兵同了天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安。归于他所喜悦的人。
Gospel Luke chapter 2 verse 13 through 14 And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace among them with whom he is pleased
这是 天是天兵当时的所唱的一首歌的两句。
So this is a two chorus sang by the angel, the heavenly host.
在天上荣耀归于上帝。
And it says glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于神所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace among men with whom he is pleased.
那请问究竟这里所讲的平安是属于哪一种平安呢？
So let me ask you, the peace that we are talking about here belong to what kind of peace?
有没有想过？
Have you thought of it?
这是属于一种外在的世界上的平安。
So is that external peace that we talk about in this world?
或者说是刚才也讲到的内心中那一种平安呢？
Or we talk about the internal peace that is in our soul and in our mind.
这里特别提到这种平安要归于他所喜悦的人。
So the Bible says this kind of extraordinary peace will ascribe to those whom God pleased.
换句话说是一个非常个别性的情况。
So in other words, this kind of peace is a very personal one.
归于他所喜悦的人。
And this peace will fall upon to those whom God is pleased.
所以有两个理由。
So there are two reasons why
我觉得天使天兵所讲的平安是属于内心的平安。
So I have confidence that the heavenly host talk about the peace belong to the peace of our heart.
第一个理由就是这是关于某一个神所喜悦的人。
So first of all, it is concerning with a person whom God is pleased.
不是所有的人。
And not all the people.
是他所喜悦的人。
But only those whom God is pleased.
那他所喜悦的就是跟他的心灵生命的状态很有关系的。
So when God is pleased with you, that means your heart and your mind are in line.
那另外一个原因呢？
Another reason.
事实上，你发觉其实人类的历史，
So you will discover throughout the history of mankind,
都是充满了不平安。
So the history told us that the humanity was filled with restlessness.
都是你争我夺。
And everybody struggled against one another.
充满了血腥的那种历史。
And then you can bloodshed and all over recorded in our history.
以前是这样。
And in the past it was that way.
今天也是这样。
And today nothing changed.
很多的征战。
There's many wars and battles.
很多的不平安。
And more restless and battles.
有战争。
And there's a war.
有人与人之间的斗争。
There's a conflict between human beings.
很多的问题出现。
And there are many, many problems that happen to us.
所以我觉得有一种平安。
So I think that there's a kind of peace.
上帝要赐给我们的。
Which God is willing to give it to all of us.
是属于生命中里头的那种不能够夺去的那种平安。
So it's a kind of innermost peace that the world cannot take away.
但是我这样说不等于神不会把世界上的平安给我们。
Now don't mistaken what I said that God is not willing to give this peace to all people.
圣经里面还有别的圣经讲到你出你入神要保护你帮助你。
And then there's another kind of the peace that easy for us to understand is when you go in and go out, the Bible says God will protect you.
圣经里面也要有应许上帝与我们同在。
And the Bible also promised that God will be with us.
他赐给我们路所行的路上有平安。
And he give us peace as we walk on this earth.
圣经有这样的应许。
So God has given us this kind of
promise. 不过这段圣经。
But for this particular passage,
我相信那是指更重要的一种非比寻常的平安。
So I believe God is really talking about a special kind of extraordinary peace.
那今天我要从玛利亚的身上来看一看这种平安是什么意思。
So now let us turn to the story of Mary and see how God.Express this kind of peace through her.
我们先来看第一段的圣经。
So the first passages that we are going to read is
是路加福音第一章
The Luke Gospel, Luke chapter 1,
第28 节,
and we start with verse 28.
到35 节,
and to verse 35.
找到之后我们一同来读好不好?
And maybe we can read all together.
从28节读完35节,
verse 28 to verse 35.
我们一起来读。天使进去对他说：蒙大恩的驴子，我问你安，主和你同在了。玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想，这样问安是什么意思。天使对他说：玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。34节，玛利亚对天使说：我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？天使回答说：圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要覆庇你，因此你要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。然后我们看38节。
So let us jump to verse 38.
这里说，玛利亚说：我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。我们再看46节。
And let's read verse 46.
46, 47.
47.
玛利亚说：我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。好，我们还有一段圣经，等一下才读哈。
So we still have a short passage, but we are going to wait until later.
那刚才我们所读的圣经大概的意思是这样。
So the story we just read is about like this.
有一天，这个玛利亚在一个房子里面。
One day, Mary was alone in her room.
她在那里做什么我们不知道。
So what she did on that day, we don't know.
不过呢，大概她在想关于她将来跟约瑟的婚礼的事情吧。
So we can imagine that maybe she just thinking about the future marriage.
因为这个玛利亚呢，在那个时候已经许配了一个人叫约瑟。
Because at that moment, Mary has been engaged with a young man by the name Joseph.
那个时候她可能是非常的开心。
And I can imagine she was very happy on that moment.
有情人终成眷属。
And because lover will become relative.
很快她就披起她的嫁衣裳了。
So in a very short time, and she will, the wedding day will come soon.
然后她会想啊，将来生孩子，组这个幸福美满的家庭。
And then she thought about the future, have a children, and I can imagine as a young girl who was keep thinking about this kind of thing.
就在那个时候,
at that moment,
天使突然间进来,
and then the angel suddenly, unexpectedly appeared to her.
这是不出之客,
and this is an uninvited guest.
玛利亚从来没有想过有一个天使要进到她的家。
And Mary had never imagined.An angel will appear to her.
那进到她家了，这感觉很特别。
So she had a very special feeling.
那个天使对她说
，And then the angel said to him,
蒙大恩的驴子
，Greeting, you are the highly favored.
这个很好啊。
Oh, this is good.
蒙大恩的驴子
，And you are highly favored.
我问你安
，And then I send you greeting from heaven.
被问安也是很好啊。
So being greeted is a good
thing. 然后天使又说
and then
神与你同在了
and the Lord is with you.
这也是很好啊
and this is very comfortable thing.
但是不晓得为什么
but unexpectedly
当那个玛利亚听到这几句话之后了
and having heard of this greeting
他就因这些话就很惊慌。
And Mary was greatly troubled.
然后就反复思想这问安是什么意思。
And then he thought about what is the meaning.
那天使大概看到他的那种样子啦，很惊慌。
So the angel sensed that she was very frightened.
这是很特别的，人家问你安，你还会惊慌啊。
Now this is special. People send greeting to you, and then you feel greatly troubled.
那大概这种经验是他从来没有过的。
So this, I can imagine, is not the experience that she had
before. 他没有想到有一个天使要进到他的家。
And she never thought of an angel will appear to her.
所以那个天使就安慰他。
And then the angel comforted her.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid, Mary.
你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
You have found favor with God.
再说你是蒙恩的。
And then it repeat that you are highly favored by God.
然后呢，天使又对他说。
And then the angel give her more details.
你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
And the angel said, "You will be with a child, and you shall give him a name, Jesus."
那就不得了了。
Now this is an extraordinary announcement.
你要怀孕生子。
You will be with a child while you're still not married.
当时玛利亚就觉得很震惊。
So Mary was frightened at that moment.
她大概以前呢，她感觉上有点真的那种害怕，真的有原因的。
So now it confirmed that why she was troubled and frightened.
现在是真相大白了。
And now the truth is revealed.
你还说我是蒙恩的女子吗？
And then you still call me a highly favored.
你还说神与我同在吗？
And then you also said God will be with me.
我不晓得当时玛利亚有没有这样说。
And I don't know whether Mary questioned this or not.
玛利亚可以跟天使这样说。
And Mary can argue with the angel.
她说天使啊。
And then angel.
你不知道我怀孕生子是什么意思啊。
Do you know what does conceive and bear a child mean?
她后来真是这样说啊。
And she really said that.
她后来真的对那个天使这样说。
And she said to the angel.
她说我没有出嫁。
And then I am a single girl.
怎么能有这事呢？
And a virgin. How can this thing happen to me?
就是玛利亚很坦白跟天使讲。
So Mary was very honest to express.
怎么可能呢？
And how could this?
你知道我没有出嫁而怀孕生子会发生什么事吗？
And you knew for sure that I have not get married yet, and yet I'm going to pregnant. What would happen to me?
你知道在中国这个古时候，未婚生子还是一件非常严重的事。
So you know, in the ancient Chinese feudal society,
在当时犹太人的社会更加，这个以色列人的社会更加是这样。
And this is a very serious matter. And then the Jewish community also felt the same way as our ancient Chinese did.
你记得他们可能会被石头打死的。
You know, according to the Moses law, if you are pregnant before you get married, you will be stoned to death.
人家会嘲笑他的。
And people will scoff at you.
会对他有一种不好的眼光。
And then will cast a doubtful sight upon you.
无论他怎么解释。
And no matter how you explain this.
人是完全不会明白的。
And people would not fully understand.
人家怎么会明白圣灵怀孕呢？
Now how could people understand to be conceived by the Holy Spirit?
人怎么会明白上帝的旨意呢？
How could people understand the will of God?
不会明白的。
No, they never
understand. 越解释越有问题。
The more you explain, the more become problematic.
所以当时玛利亚真是非常的震惊。
So Mary was consterned
她的平安的人生，一种平静的人生，确实是被搞动了。
So the serenity and the peace of her life and become perturbed.
那可能那个玛利亚会对天使说：“这样的平安我不要了。
”Oh, maybe Mary.
这样的蒙福我不要了。
Would argue with the angel, okay, I don't like this kind of favor from God. This kind of peace I do not want.
因为她的人生被搞动。
Because her life has been troubled.
她甚至不晓得怎么向那个约瑟来说明。
And she have the biggest problem is how could her explain to her fiancé?
她不晓得怎么来向她的父母、她的亲人来解释。
How can she explain this thing to her parents?
这就是当时玛利亚所遭遇的情况。
And this is the circumstances Mary faced at that moment.
假如我们其实在我们人生里面也常常有这种类似的一种不速之客进到我们的生命中。
So as a matter of fact, in our daily life, and sometimes we also have this kind of uninvited guests and come to our life.
有很多事情进到我们人生里面不可以理解的。
And many things that come to our life which are beyond comprehension.
有些事我们不愿意看到的事情。
And there are many things we do not want to see and do not want to accept.
临到我们的人生。
And yet, it comes upon our life.
尤其是对于基督徒来说。
So especially to us Christians.
我不晓得你们怎么理解做个基督徒。
And I don't know how you explain this as a Christian.
很多时候我们有一种给人一种印象。
So sometimes we cast a impression upon other people.
做了基督徒之后了，就一帆风顺了。
And we're thinking that being a Christian and everything will go smoothly.
什么都行啊。
And everything is okay.
我不晓得为什么我进到中国大陆的时候。
So I remember when I entered the mainland China.
我最多听到一个字就是行。行
always,
什么都行
I heard of a phrase that expressed by the Chinese OK, everything's OK
那这大概是一个很好的一种表现吧你很喜欢听到的事情
So maybe this is a favorable expression
那事实上有时候你发觉有时候 不是很行的
And sometimes you find out this OK is not really OK
我们发觉人生里面就算你是一个基督徒，你也会遭遇到很多很多世界上一般人都会遭遇到的事情。
So, even if you are Christian, you still encounter many things which are not desirous.
你就没有办法来解释为什么我信了主，
can,
我做了基督徒，还会遭遇到这样的事。
And you are unable to explain to other people that since I'm a Christian, how come I still encounter these things?
事实上，在人生里面有很多事情是。不管你是什么人，你都会遇到的。
So actually, in our life, whether you're Christian or not, many things is unexplainable.
一个基督徒跟一个不是基督徒的最大的分别。
But the difference, the biggest difference between a believer and a not believer,
并不在于他遭遇到的事情。
It's not due to what kind of things they encounter.
乃是在于他的内心如何的来面对他所遭遇的事情
？But rest upon their attitude, how to face and these circumstances.
玛利亚当时她的人生被搞动了。
So at that moment, Mary's life has been perturbed.
我不晓得当时她有没有一种一种拒绝这种邀请的余地。
And I'm not sure Mary will have.Room to reject this offer.
圣经没有记载。
And the Bible didn't say it.
大概是神知道他生命的数值可以承受这样的一种搞动。
And I believe God knew beforehand that Mary's spiritual life is able to withstand.
所以就把这样的一个重要的责任交了给他。
And it's for this reason God gave this very heavy burden.Upon Mary.
大概是上帝知道玛利亚能够承受 这一种的不被理解的一种情况。
So because God foreknew that Mary can handle this incomprehensible event.
她生命有中有一种的承受力量。
So in her life, she has some inner strength to receive, to handle this kind of thing.
确实她有。
And actually, she had.
后面我就看见了。
And then later on, when we read the passage, we discover she had.
她能够承受。
And she can withstand this kind of challenge.
其实我们每个人的人生都不同的。
And actually, our life are different.
我们的生命的承载力量都不同的。
And our ability to withstand burden is different.
就算你是基督徒，
and even you are a Christian,
你心灵的状态很多时候我们都不同的。
And our, the state of our mind can vary from moment to moment.
我们晓得一个例子，适不适合来形容一下。
So let me give you an illustration to express what I'm trying to say.
刘医生在了，我就假如我错了，你告诉我。
So we have a medical doctor right here. If I say it wrong, and please correct me.
我发觉了，我前几个月吧，我们的同工里面呢，有几个人呢是接受了一种肝 B 型肝炎的检查。
So a few months ago, a few of my co-workers went to the doctor and discovered, and they contract a 急性。A rapid development hepatitis.
那我们几个人看起来都很健康的。
So these people look very healthy outside.
没有什么问题。
And you don't detect any problem.
我们就去做了个检查了。
And then they went to the doctor. And
后来我们在看报告。
And then they will look at the examination result.
有些同工他说，哎，没问题，你已经有抗体了。
And some co-workers said, "No, don't worry about that because you have
an okay 了，没问题。
Anti the virus."
那我呢
？And what about me?
就没有抗体。
And I don't have those 抗体。
所以呢，我要去打针。
And then I have to receive vaccinations.
要打三针。
And three vaccinations.
然后呢，我又打了两针。
Antibody.
所以还要多打一针。
So, I received two vaccination of the antibody.
我没有做那个试验的时候，我是不知道。
So if I had I not seen the doctor, I did not know.
但是做了这个检查啊，我就知道我没有抗体。
But after the physical examination, I discovered that I do not have this kind of antibody.
我就这样来做个比喻。
So I just use this kind of
我不晓得在你的生命中
illustration, and I don't know your life.
有没有一种平安？
Do you have the kind of peace?
这种平安叫非比寻常的平安。
And this peace is called out of the ordinary peace.
是当那种苦难、那种冲击、那种搞动来到的时候。
It's the kind of peace when you encounter, the suffering.And unfavorable circumstances that
disturb you. And yet,
you still can face it with serenity.
Maria 就是有这种抗体的人。
And Mary has this kind of.
我们来看看有几节的圣经。
And let's look at a few verses.
当这样的这个不合理、不能够理解的要求临到他的生命的时候
，When this unlogical, unreasonable demand for fell upon her shoulder.
38节
And verse 38.
玛利亚说我是主的使女情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
And then Mary said, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
换句话说在那个时候她接受了这种对她这种冲击这种挑战。
In other words, at that moment, Maryreceived the challenge given to her by the angel.
他有两个字讲得很好的。
And there are two expressions we have to pay attention to.
情愿。
That means I'm willing to.
我愿意你的话神的话成就在我的身上。
And I'm willing that your word.
然后在46节。在46节。
And then go to verse 46.
他甚至说玛利亚说我心尊主为大。
And Mary said, my soul glorifies or magnifies the Lord.
再进一步我灵与神我的救主为乐。
And she continued, my spirit rejoices in the Lord.
换句话说他面对这样的一种将来不明朗的一种冲击的时候他说我情愿我愿意这样的事情临到我身上。
So you see, Mary is facing an unforeseeable future, and yet she replied, "I'm willing to accept this challenge."
不单如此
，and furthermore,
我尊主为大
，and then my soul magnifies the Lord.
而且我灵，我的心灵，我以他为乐
，and my spirit rejoices in the Lord.
我觉得 你有这样的一种表现的话，你确实是拥有了一种非比寻常的
平安。So I'm confident to say if you have this kind of mental condition and reaction, then I can say you already possess this extraordinary peace.
弟兄姐妹，我们不能够改变我们的人生的情况。
So brothers and sisters, many many times we are not able to change the environment.
我们不能够改变一种人生的定律。
So we are not able to change the rule that God gave it to us in our life.
你知道很多事情临到的时候你很难抗拒的。
So many things we feel that we are helpless and we are not able to resist.
我今年我明年一月了就是65岁了。
So next year January I will be 65 years old.
我开始收到 Medicare 红蓝卡。
So I'm going to receive the Medicare.
我发觉我今年三月之前我的身体是很好的。
So this year 2011before March, my physical condition was very good.
三月之后，我发觉我的血压高了。
So after March, I gradually discovered my blood pressure elevated.
我开始要吃降血压的药了。
So I have to take the medicine to control my blood pressure.
然后呢，我就发觉好像很多事情就发生了，这个身体好像个分界线一样的。
So I discovered that seemingly this is a water shedding point at my life.
这人生就是好像越来越窄那条路啊。
So I get a feeling that the way before me getting narrower and narrower.
我看现在有一些老人家，他给我看每天他要吃很多种的药的。
So I saw many elderly people, and every day they take a lot of medicines.
那我就想象，再过不久我又要吃另外一种药了。
And then I can imagine that in a very near future, I may increasingly taking more and more medicines.
这是我以前没有想过的。
So these kind of things I have never imagined before.
那最近呢，我去看医生。
And recently I went to see a doctor.
他说，你要去做个 biopsy。
And you have to do some biopsy.
他说，他讲了一句话。
And then
他说不一定是 cancer, 不一定是 cancer.
And then he comforted me, said, it may not be a cancer. Don't worry about it.
我不晓得为什么讲一句。
So I don't know why you say that if I'm going to do a biopsy and you haven't.
其实他才看了我五分钟就做了这个，不一定是 cancer.
So he only examined me for 5 minutes and then he proclaimed that it may not be a cancer.
那它等于有个可能性是 cancer 啦。
So actually, it implies that there's a possibility.
其实不用医生讲，我们都要有一种心理准备啊。
Actually, I don't need him to tell me, and I already get a sixth sense feeling.
人生就是这样的。
Now this is a reality.
你很难改变你外面的情况。
And you cannot change the environment.
或者说，你很难改变一种生命的定律。
And you cannot change the destiny of your
life. 人是会老的。
And then getting old.
人是会病的。
And getting sick.
人是会死的。
And then eventually we all have to die.
这个没有办法改变的。
And so this is the reality that we cannot change.
但是我们能够改变我们自己。
But one thing we can do is to change ourselves.
假如没有抗那种没有平安这种在我们内心的话呢。
So we need this kind of antibody that is the internal peace.
我们需要帮助自己来有这种平安在我们的心中。
And we have to help ourselves to acquire this kind of inner peace in our life.
好像那种 B 型肝炎的抗体。
So it's just like those very sickness come upon you.
没有的话要打几针下去。
So if you don't have this kind of antibody, you have to receive vaccination.
当然了，这个内心的平安不是打几针下去了。
So actually, this kind of internal peace.
我们来看看。
Technologies to vaccination.
其实，玛利亚这种的情愿，尊主为大， 以神为乐，这样的一种生命的状态是非常宝贵的。
So this the state of Mary's life suggests his willingness to accept the challenge, and his mind and his soul glorify God and rejoice in the Lord.
可能你在这个时候会问，那玛利亚有这种抗体
？So you may ask, so Mary has this kind of antibody, has
this kind of life,
because of this kind of peace, because she is Mary.
其实我发觉，其实不是单单玛利亚。
And I discover that it's not just for Mary alone.
有很多人都有这种能力，这种平安。
And many God's people have this kind of strength.
最明显的，最感动我的一个例子。
There is one example which moved my heart deeply.
大家有没有听过蔡淑娟这个人？
Have you heard about the a lady in the 70s by the name of 蔡淑娟有英文名字？
我都忘记她的英文名字。她是五十年躺卧在病床上。
So this God's maid servant laying down on the bed during the 50s.
她他的不能够见光的。
So she had a special disease, that is, her eyes, her sight cannot receive light.
我确实看见过一个这样的女士。
And actually, I personally met another lady with this kind of disease.
有一天我去探访她的时候。
So one day I paid a visit to her.
她整个房间都是黑的。
So the whole room was pitch dark.
这个窗都要关掉。
And all the windows has to be shut down.
然后她说，当一个人走过的时候，她都觉得不舒服的。
So this lady told me that when a person walked by and she feel uneasy.
不过后来过了一段时间，她完全没事了。
So and later on and she was fully recovered.
但是这个蔡淑娟呢
？But this sister 蔡。
他五十年都在这种情况之下。
And born this way, and for 50 years, she was living under this.
他是个非常好的基督徒。
And she was a very mature Christian.
他讲句很出名的话。
So there was a famous line.
在这种情况中。
Under this unfavorable circumstances.
他说：“我从来不问为什么。”
And she said, "I never ask why."
我只问，在这种情况之下，神啊，你要我做什么
？And I only ask God under these circumstances, what you want me to do?
我觉得这就是平安。
This is the peace that I'm talking about tonight.
在这种情况之下
，So under these circumstances,
他竟然能够完全的顺服
，And she can fully submit to the Lord.
其实主耶稣在克士玛利园的祷告也是这样的一种祷告。
Actually, we can sense the Jesus when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当主耶稣在克士玛利园祷告的时候
，When Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane,
其实他前面正要面对一个十字架的痛苦。
And he knew that he is going to face the terrible suffering of the cross.
他完全了解什么叫十字架。
And he knew clearly what does crucifixion mean.
因为从小他就看见这样的人被钉在十字架上。
Because he saw people hanging on a cross.
当时的罗马政府。
His youth. In those days, the Roman government.
他们是故意的。
And they
选一个最高的山。
Purposely select a tallest mountain.
就在那个地方。
And right at that,
周围的人都看得见的。
And at the peak of the mountain, everybody can see it.
都能够听到那个被钉者的呼喊的凄厉的声音的。
And they can hear the sound of the nail and the groaning of the person who hang on the cross.
所以耶稣从小就听到这样的，就看到这样的一种情况。
So Jesus fully realized the suffering.Of crucifixion.
他明白什么叫钉十字架。
And he knew fully what is crucifixion.
他明白什么叫羞辱。
So he also knew what the shameful things mean.
所以当他去面对这个十字架之前
，So right before he is going to face crucifixion,
他祷告。
He knelt down
在克士玛利园
in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他说：“父啊，假如可以的话。
”He said, "Father." If possible,
我希望不需要喝这个苦杯。
And please remove this cup of bitterness away from me.
最后他加上一句。
And then he conclude his prayer in this way.
然而照你的意思。
And yet according to thy will, but not my will.
这就是内心的平安。
And this is the inner peace that we talk about tonight.
他有一种能力。
And he has the kind of strength
去面对人生的种种的。
The many trouble and many challenges of life,
那种的痛苦的事情
and the suffering that is going to endure.
那后面，玛利亚甚至说：“我心尊主为大。”
And then Mary later on said, "My soul glorifies
我的灵与神，我的救主为乐。”
And my spirit rejoices in the Lord.
好，这两句话我不讲了。
So I'm going to elaborate these two.Verses,
都是表达了他内心的那一种能力，那一种平安的状态。
But it's an expression of the serenity within her heart and the state of her soul.
我觉得，假如我们生命中有这样的一种能力的话，这是非常美好。
I pray that every one of us will have this kind of life.
但这种平安，确实是上帝应许的。
But this kind of peace is.The promise from God.
他愿意把这种平安放到我们的心中。
And our Lord is willing to give us this kind of peace in
最少
your heart and in my heart.
他把这种可能性来给了我们。
At least this kind of possibility is made available to each one of us.
我们可以透过信心
and through our faith,
透过顺服。
Through our submissiveness,
透过对他的话语的接受
and through our acceptance of the word of God,
而得到了种平安
then we receive this kind of
我现在想用一点时间
so I would like to spend
来看看究竟玛利亚怎么能够得到这样的一种平安
and let's think about how Mary can acquire this kind of peace in
我觉得这个才是最重要的
so this is very important because
其实当我们读圣经的时候我们常常会很喜欢前面那一段圣经
so when we read the Bible many of us like to read the first part of the story
想到玛利亚真是很好啊
so we think Mary is
她尊主为大
she magnified God
以神为乐
and she rejoiced
我们应该学她
so we should learn from her
但是我们从来很少了解究竟怎么能够成为这样的一个玛利亚呢
So have you thought about that? How can we be like Mary and with this kind of attitude?
是有原因的
So it's not without reason
我们来看他后面所讲的几句话
So let us look at the dialogue recorded in the Bible
第四十八节
And verse 48
有两个字
And there's two words that are very important.
当他说了我心尊主为大我灵与神我救主为乐之后有两个字就是因为
So verse 48 there's two key words.
因为什么呢
It is because what?
因为他顾念他使女的卑微
Because our God is mindful of our humble state.
这就是他能够拥有内心的平安的非常重要的一个信念。
And this is a very important thought that you have this kind of peace because our God mindful of her holy state.
他完全的相信。
Then she fully believed.
神顾念她。
And God was mindful of her.
看顾，纪念她。
And remember her.
看顾这个卑微的使女
and remember her lowly state
这种相信很重要
Now this kind of conviction is very important
当你相信神顾念你
If you truly believe that our God really mindful of your condition
你就不需要惧怕
Then you will not be frightful
你就有心灵中的平安
And as a result, you will have the kind of peace.
你相信神顾念你吗
Do you remember your God will care about you?
无论在任何的日子
Under all the sufferings and circumstances,
他顾念你
Our God remember us.
我前一两年呢，有一个很特别的经验
So I believe a couple years ago, I had a very special experience.
我在整理我的旧信件的时候。
So as I spend time in my study and then look at the letters that I received throughout the years.
我就看到一封信。
And then I discover a letter wrote to me.
是没有寄出的。
And a letter that I wrote but I did not mail.
是我写给师母的一封信。
That is a letter that I
wrote to my wife. 但是大概没有交给她。
And I did not give it to
her. 不过那天我打开来看。
And that day I opened the envelope.
那个日期是写1981年。
And it was dated 1981.
10月22号。
October 22nd.
那个日期有什么特别呢？
So what special about this date?
那是我成立角声布道团的前一年。
That was the year before I found the CCHC organization.
那个时候从来没有想过我要离开教会，要成立角声布道团。
So at that year, I have never imagined that I will leave the church and start a Christian organization all by myself.
我应该这样说，我想过要这样做，但是从来没有胆量，没有信心能够这样做。
Precisely, I have thought about this, but have no courage to take action.
那封信我写了什么呢？
So what did I write on that letter?
大概的意思是这样。
So roughly the message reads this way.
神好像感动我要离开中宣会，就是我服侍的教会。
And then I said, seemingly, God tried to move me and asked me to leave the Alliance Church.
然后我希望能够服侍众教会。
And then I have a desire to serve many churches.
专心专意的来传福音。
And then single-heartedly to spread the gospel
to the community. 去做一些适合本地布道的福音材料。
And then to also to design some kind of evangelical material and to help people to spread the gospel.
因为我那个时候呢，我很觉得我不能够拿台湾、香港的那些材料来帮助在美国的华人。
Because I felt that I cannot use the material that designed by from Hong Kong or Taiwan and to serve the people in the Chinatown area.
我应该特别为他们来做些福音的材料。
Design some kind of material and specially fit for the people around me.
然后呢，我又在信中这样提过。
And then in my letter I wrote.
提到上帝的应许。
And I mentioned about the promise of God.
假如我要离开中宣，要开始一个这样的一个工作的时候。
So if I had to leave my church and start a new organization.
我提到上帝的应许。
And then I thought of the promise of God.
那个应许是关于路德，在圣经中的路德。
And then the promise is actually really from the Bible, Ruth, in the book of Ruth.
然后呢，大家都看过这个故事，路德啦去波阿斯的那个农场那里捡那个农夫那个剩下来的麦穗。
So we knew the story that Ruth went to Boaz's farm. And then pick up the whatever left from the harvest.
当时的那个波阿斯那个财主啊，还吩咐他的仆人不要难为路德。
And the Boaz, who is a rich man, also instructed his servant.
还要故意的留下些麦穗给他捡。
And not to be hard with this lady, but willfully leave some kind of wheat on the field. So
他特别警告仆人。
And she give a clear instruction.
不要欺负这个路德。
And do not do wrong with this woman.
她要水喝，你就给她水喝。
If she want water, give her water.
我就看到这段圣经。
And then when I read that passage,
当时我的领受就是神会 帮助我，保护我，供应我。
And then I perceive a message that knowing that God will protect me and will supply me whatever I need.
这些都是很宝贵的应许。
And this is a very precious promise that God gave to us.
不过有一年的时间呢，我都不敢走上这条路。
But for an entire year, I have no courage to really take step to do what I intend.
等到一年之后，我走上了。
So one year afterwards, and then I make a decision.
那个时候我也忘记这封信的事情。
And then I also forgot about this letter that I wrote.
不过后来，当我再看见这封信的时候
，And later on when I read this letter again and again,
我再回想二十几年过去了。
And then I reminisced the past 20 years.
我所遭遇的各样的事情
and all the things that I encountered during this
就好像这段圣经所讲的一样
just like what that passage taught me.
角色的情况真的像那个路德捡麦穗
So actually, CCHC, my organization's condition is very much like the Ruth picking up what is left from the field.
有时候觉得自己蛮可怜的。
And sometimes I feel rather terrible, pitiful.
因为呢，真的有时候教会啊，都是自己的经费够了，剩下来了，就给你一个月支持你100块、200块。
So we know that generally speaking, people has to worry about the church first, and then whatever left, and then we'll give you $100, $200.
我真的好像捡麦穗，剩下来的麦穗一样。
I felt that I just picking up what is left over, and as Ruth did.
不过呢，回想起来，其实这也是恩典了。
But as I look back, I find out this is also the grace of God.
那靠着这个眷顾，这种恩典呢，我过了二十几年。
So God.Is mindful to me, and with this kind of conviction, I endure the difficulty for 20 years.
我真是觉得神在不断的去吩咐人来帮助我的。
And then I also feel that God always instructs people throughout many places.
我真是有这种感觉的。
And I really do have this kind of feeling.
最近呢，我有没有告诉您，我曾经请我的会计跟那一位董事来告诉他们。我们的经费已经到见底了，都干了，没有钱了。
So this is the year end. I review our financial situation with my treasurer and the finance group, and then we discovered that we almost run our money and go into red.
其实见他们也没有用，因为他们也帮不到。
And even though I analyzed this situation to them, but rather helpless.
但过了两天啊。
But 2 days afterwards,
是早一两个月的事吧
Well, actually, it's already a month ago.
过了两天呢，我收到一张支票，里面30万。
And then I received
美金啊，30万美金。
A check. It said, $300,000.
里面有20万是给童工，有10万是给儿童村的。
And then $200,000 is for paying salary with our co-workers, and then the rest is for the children village in China.
当我看到这个信的时候，我真是觉得神在吩咐他的仆人，他属他的人，给我们水啊，给我们所需要的。
So when I read this letter, I just have a feeling that God instructs His servant to give us water to drink.
这就是眷顾。
And this is what the Bible said: be mindful, be care of.
假如我们相信上帝眷顾我
，if we believe that God care about you，
我就有平安了。
Then I will have the peace.
我就不需要害怕了。
Then I do not be afraid.
其实我应该不要害怕的。
So actually, I ought not to be afraid.
不过现在还好。
So now I'm still okay.
还睡得着。
And I still be able to sleep.
因为我们每个月的开支，我的会计告诉我们的预算是28万。
Because our expenditure each month is astronomical.
28万就是每天1万了，差不多。
So every day we have to have 10,000 dollars.
假如你不相信神眷顾，真的睡不着啊。
So if you do not believe that God will care about you, be mindful of you, then you will not be able to sleep.
所以内心有平安。
So the internal peace in your heart.
相信上帝的眷顾。
That is, you believe that God care about you.
还有呢，这里玛利亚还说。
And Mary also said.
49节。
Verse 49.
那有全能的为我成就大事。想到上帝的能力全能。
And they talk about the might of our God. And then for he who is mighty has done great things for me.
他能够为我成就大事。
And our God is so mightyful.That he can do great for me.
这是另外一种信念。
So this is another important conviction.
我不多讲了，又再讲就很长了。
So this kind of conviction is what we ought to
remember. 不过这个是一种信念。
And this is the concept.
他有能力。
And believing that he is almighty.
其实当我预备到这里的时候，我有一个思想上的挣扎。
So actually, when I prepare my sermon, when I see these verses, I have an internal struggle in my heart.
本来不想讲了，不过还是花点时间讲一下。
So, I still want to share with you right now.
这种挣扎是什么呢？
And what kind of struggle I'm talking about?
我们一般是这样认为的。
So in our ordinary conception,
假如我经历到上帝的全能，
if I can experience the might of our Lord,
我就不怕了。
Then I will not be afraid.
这是我本来要讲的这个意思。
So this is what I am going to talk about. That is, we have to experience.
后来我改了。
And then I change my thought.
不是我经历上帝的全能叫我有平安。
It's not because I experience God's Almighty, which gives me peace.
乃是我相信。上帝的全能让我有平安。
Actually, is I believe that our God is Almighty. For that reason, I have peace.
因为我发觉我经历了二十九年。
And I look back, I have experienced these things for 29 years.
我昨天经历过的事情，不等于我今天会有那种平安。
So whatever I experienced yesterday, and does not mean today I have the same kind of experience.
除非我相信。
Unless I truly believe.
这个很重要。
And this is very important.
你记得那个耶稣对多马讲了句话吗
？So do you remember what Jesus talked to Thomas?
多马说：“假如我摸耶稣的肋旁，摸他的肩钉砍的手，我就相信他复活了。
”So Thomas said, "If I can touch the palm of Jesus and touch the side of Jesus, and then I will believe."
意思说我经历一下，我就相信了。
And in other words, if I can experience this kind of touching, this sensation, then I will believe.
当然耶稣也满足他的感觉。
And actually, God is, Jesus is willing to
也给他摸了。
His, feeling and let him to touch his hand.
但是当多马摸了之后，经历了之后。
But when Thomas experienced this sensation,
耶稣对他说。
And Jesus said to him,
你看见了，你摸到了，相信，那可以，很好。
So bless It's you that you can believe after you touch me.
但最好的
But those who have not seen and yet believe,
最好的就是没有看见，没有摸过，而能够相信的，这个人就有福了。
And these kind of people will all the more be blessed.
那真正的平安
So a real peace
是当你里面相信
is that you have an inner conviction.
无论怎么样
Under all kinds of circumstances,
上帝的能力没有改变的时候
and God's power will overshadow you,
你就能够有平安
then you will have that kind of peace.
所以当我有点点惧怕的时候
so every time when I become
我总是会想起一节圣经
and then I remember one Bible verse.
假如我不相信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，我就早已丧胆了。
So I will be discouraged if I can see, if I cannot see the grace of God in the land of living.
这个是玛利亚所以有平安的一个原因。
So this is the very reason that why Mary has this kind of peace.
她相信神的顾念。
And she believed that God cares for her.
相信神的全能。
She believed God is almighty.
还有最后。
And then lastly,
这个五十五节
verse 55,
为要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔施怜悯直到永远，他相信永恒。
He spoke to our father, to Abraham, and so his posterity forever. She believed in eternal life.
他相信这个渺小的玛利亚。
And she believed even though she was nothing in the sight of God.
他所做的能够有永恒的价值。
But what she do have the eternal value.
存到永远。
And then will preserve forever.
那事实是这样。
And as a matter of fact, this is true.
耶稣基督透过他而降生在世界上。
And Jesus, through her, born on this earth.
而这件事情影响了世世代代。
And then the birth of Jesus have a great influence for generations to come.
他明白了。
She understood.
所以他甘愿的接受这样的一个任务。
And therefore she is willing to receive this kind of responsibility.
我们中国人都有一句话。
So there's a Chinese proverb.
牺牲小我。
So we sacrifice
成全大我。
The little me in order to accomplish the big me in
这是一个价值的决定。
So this is a determination about your value system.
看到这个价值。
So when you treasure this value,
我就愿意牺牲了。
Then I'm willing to sacrifice myself.
看不到这个价值。
If I do not see this value,
我没有办法牺牲。
Then how could I sacrifice myself?
玛利亚能够
The reason Mary can sacrifice herself,
平安地接受那个任务
and then peacefully receive this responsibility,
就是她的内心里面有这样的一个信念
and it's because in her innermost heart have this kind of conviction.
所以我就讲到这里
So this is the message I would leave
那种非比寻常的平安
It's an extraordinary peace.
我希望也在你们的心中。
And it's my prayer that this kind of peace will be with you all.
我在说，我们不能够改变世界。
And we know that we cannot change the world and the circumstances.
我们不能够改变人生很多的定律。
And we cannot change our fate and destiny.
但我们可以改变我们的生命。
But one thing we can do is to change our inner life.
相信上帝的看顾。
And believe our God care about us.
他相信他的能力。
And believe He is all powerful.
也相信这个渺小的人生。
And believe even though my life is insignificant.
能够配合上帝永恒的计划。
But we can fit into the greater plan of God's eternal purpose.
我所做的一切。
All the things I do.
都有意义。
Will have meaning in the sight of God.
然后你就有一种触变不惊的平安。
Then you will foster a kind of peace that you will maintain serenity in face of challenges and difficulties.
这是上帝应许给我们。
This is the promise of God.
你必须要有这种生命才可以领受。
And we ought to have this kind of life.In order to receive this message,
这种生命不是从什么超奇的生命。
And this life is not something supernatural.
是一个简单的信任、
And、
相信上帝的。
It's a simple childlike faith to believe our God.
你就可以领受了。
Then you can receive this peace.
我们一起低头祷告。
And let us bow as we pray.
亲爱的主，真是愿意。弟兄姐妹能够领受这种平安。
And dear Lord, I pray that our brothers and sisters can receive this kind of out of the ordinary peace.
假如弟兄姐妹愿意的话
，If our brothers and sisters willing，
就求你自己按着他们一点点的愿意的心，来把这个信心放在他们的心中。
May you grant them this kind of faith.According to their little willingness.
主啊，求你这样来帮助他们。
May God help them in this way.
来渴慕这样的一种平安。
And let them have the desire for this kind of peace.
愿你垂听我们的祷告。
May you listen to our pleading.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.